This is Rabbi Nassan L. Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. We will finish Chav Zayin Amad Beis 27b, third section, blue text. So the end of yesterday, we were trying to resolve the contradiction between Rab Shimon and the Stam Mishnah. And Ze'iri said that the Mishnah is talking about a kodshim animal, a sanctified animal. Everyone agrees it dies in the end if you can't move it because you can't derive any benefit from it, right? And then Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda have an argument about an animal of chulin that has nothing to do with our Mishnah, right? So then we had the inference that just like challah is holy, so too the animal is holy. Now we start our blue text, Elataima de Kadisha. Right, so that the reason you can't move the animals because it is holy. But if the animal is chulin, if it's just a regular animal, so then it's indeed permitted. Right, so that is the Iri's attempt to help Rav Shimon. So now we flip it and say, Hanicha, that works well. Lamar Bre de Rabbi Yosef Mishmei de Rabba. Right, that works well for this tradition of Rabba, according to Mar, the son of Rabbi Yosef, the Amar, who says, Chalok haya Rabbi Shimon af bevalei chayim shemesu shemutarim shapir. Right? He maintains that Rabbi Shimon, in the argument with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon says, I don't care when the animal died, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it died before Yontif, it doesn't matter if it died on Yontif. It is totally permitted. It is not a problem at all, okay? And then you're allowed to cut it up before the dog. The Mishnah is not a problem, according to that opinion, because the Mishnah is talking about kodshim. It's not talking about regular animals. Right? According to that, all is well and good. Ella the Mar Bar Amemar Mishmei the Rabba, but according to Mar, the son of Amemar, who says in the name of Rabba, the Amar, who says, Moda Hayi Rabbi Shimon Balechayim Shemeitu, Sha'asurim. He says that Rabbi Shimon agrees that healthy animals that die on Shabbos Yontif are indeed asur. So Ma'ika Lamemer, what do you say then? Right, because our Mishnah seems to imply that kodshim animals are a problem, but non-kodshim animals are totally fine. It doesn't matter when they die. Even if they die, a kodshim animal that dies on Shabbos Yontif is a problem. A non-kodshim animal is not a problem. But according to this version of Rabbah, that Rabbi Shimon agrees that when a regular animal dies on Shabbos Yontif, it's a problem, we're back to having a contradiction with our Stam Mishnah, albeit a inferred contradiction. We infer from the Mishnah, if it is indeed talking about a kodshim animal, then a non-kodshim animal can be cut up on Yontif. And now Rabbi Shimon is saying that if it died on Yontif, it cannot. We're back to our machlokas. My igal amemar, what could you say? So we have an answer for that too, right? We Gemara says, Hachamamai askinan, no, what is the Mishnah actually, what case is the Mishnah actually talking about? It's not talking about a kodshim case, right? Forget Ze'iri. The case of the Mishnah is talking about an animal that's in danger. It's in danger of dying. When it's in danger of dying, and the Mishnah is talking about a kodshim misukenet, a kodshim that was in danger of dying. All right, so that everyone agrees you can't move. But then the inference is that if it's a animal that is in danger, because you think it might die, you'll have in mind that maybe it's going to die. And then according to Rabbi Shimon, you are allowed to cut it up. If it's not in danger of dying, so then you cannot. And that's Modeh Hayirav Shimon B'alechayim Shemesu She'asurin. Right, so again, just to recap, according to this Lance answer, and then we'll move on to the Mishnah. The previous Mishnah is talking about an endangered kodshim animal. Okay, that everybody agrees, right? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, for one or two reasons, the animal dies on Yom Tov, there's nothing you can do with it. But the inference then is, according to Rabbi Shimon, if a animal in danger of dying, when you think to yourself, oh, Gevalt, it might die, and therefore I'm going to give it to my dogs, so that, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can cut up. Right, when Shimon says you can cut up the animal before the dogs, that's the case he's referring to. But in the case of a healthy animal, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that because you didn't think about it, you can cut it up. And that is the end of that story. New Mishnah. Ein nimnin al ha-behema lechatchila biyantif. Right, so this is a totally different topic, right? And you can't, right? Limnot is to, like, we have that concept from the Korban Pesach. You become part of the group, right? You're one part of now. So this is not talking about, that's not talking about the Korban Pesach at all. That's just the concept of Nimnin, where we know it from. Right? You can't claim a piece of an animal that's going to be shechted on Yantif. Because essentially you're going to buy it, right? Nobody's giving it to you. It's not a gift. Somebody's going to shecht an animal and you say, you know what? I could use some meat for my meal. So you go Yontif morning and the guy is shechting his animal and you say, listen, I'll take a piece of this animal. You can't do that on Yontif because that's essentially like buying. Amal nimnin alem erev Yontif, but you can, right, designate yourself to be a part of this animal on Erev Yontif, and then, so I just got a call from Avi from God knows where in the West Bank, so I just had to take that call for a second, so I might have lost my concentration, but I think we were right, where the Mishnah says about Nimnin Alem Erev Yontif, but you can register for part of the animal from before Yontif, right, say I want to, you know, I'd like a quarter of the animal before Yontif, and then you know, you can split it up on Yontif, right? Because you're really not doing business. You're not specifically buying, but it kind of looks like buying, so we don't want you to do it on Yontif. But if you made the arrangements before Yontif, you can certainly take your part on Yontif. Gemara now says, my ein nimnin. What does it mean when it says you can't become part of this group? Does it just mean, oh, can I have a piece of it? Is it more than that? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein poskin damin lechatchila al habehema biyantiv. You cannot, I'd set a price for the animal on Yontif. Right, that's what it means. You can't say, listen, I'll take a quarter of the animal, I'll pay you after Yontif. That really is business. Right, so rather, hechi avid, what should you do? So I'm a Rav. Rav says, maybe shtei behemos. You take two animals. Right, my median zuetzelzu, and you stand them next to each other. But Amar zo kazu, right? Kazu, right? You kind of say this one's like that one. So you're looking at animal A. Animal A gets shechted. They chop it up, send it out. Everyone eats it. Has a beautiful yontif. And then after yontif, you can figure out what the part you ate cost by working it out on the second animal. That, right, so you can sort of get into the animal business on Yontif. You just can't set a price. Take a part, you can't set a price. Tanya Nami Hachi, Price says the same thing. Lo Yomar Adam Lechaveiro Hareini Imcha Besela. Right, a person should not say to his friend, right, I'm with you for a sela. A sela is a denomination, right, an amount. I'll take a seller's worth of meat. Hareini imcha b'shtayim. Right? I'll take two seller's worth of meat. That you can't do on Yontif. Aval omer lo, but you can say, hareini imcha l'mechza l'shlish rubia. But you can say, listen, I'll take half the animal, I'll take a third of the animal. I'll take a quarter of the animal. That actually does work. That you're allowed to do because you're not specifying a price. Right? As long as you don't specify a price, you are good to go. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.